like moths to a flame. And if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame.
Falling in Love Again, and I really like that version of the classic Marlene Dietrich song. That's by a Minneapolis band called All the Pretty Horses, and is from their 1998 album, Queens and Angels. This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to part two of the October edition of Queer Music Heritage. This month and last, I'm devoting these shows entirely to transgendered artists, And like last month, there's way too much good stuff for 1 hour, so we're continuing here, and I thank you for joining me. And to accompany the music of All the Pretty Horses, I've got clips from a vintage interview. This is from 1998, and I wasn't doing radio then, but my good friend Jimmy Carper was. He featured a half-hour interview with All the Pretty Horses' lead singer, Stephen Grandel, on his show After Hours. The interview was done by one of his guest hosts, Gigi Raven Wilbur, and she did a great job. I've got about 2.5 minutes of it here, but you can hear all of it on my website. Now, there's a little bit of flutter near the beginning because, well, this is an 11-year-old tape, but it's good stuff, so I wanted to share it.
Now, welcome to After Hours. I'm really glad to have y'all.
Hi.
Was that southern enough? Glad to have y'all.
Let's start, first of all, I'm dying to know, how did you come up with the name for this group?
Well, that happened, of course, when we started a few years ago. The horses part of the title came from a lot of dream imagery. I gather a lot of my imagery and my artwork and all of the stuff I do for my dreams, and the horse has been coming into my dreams more and more often as a steady symbol in my work. So I started working with that, and then I was familiar with the title from the book, of course, and then from the nursery rhyme, and I liked the idea of adding pretty into a rock and roll band's title, because that doesn't happen too often. You don't expect that, and I wanted to twist that and have people kind of look at us a little differently and kind of hint around that there was something unique about our band.
Well, I was really interested in the name because you're right, it is unusual. And I was taking a look at the publicity pictures. We're describing to the audience what y'all look like, and I made it pretty clear to think that this is kind of a I'm trying to think how to put this exactly. It has almost a Rocky Horror look, except that your music is very serious, and it's really unusual. How do the audiences react? Are you what they expect from you?
Often we are. Well, I shouldn't say they kind of know what we're going to be genre wise, but they're not always prepared for me. My voice is deep, but I don't look male. I look female. I'm transgendered. Sometimes I get people kind of looking, taking second take exactly what's going on or who's singing, and then they kind of catch on, and once they get into the music, then they like it.
It must be very interesting. I mean, you've got this ultra femme appearance, and then this voice that comes out is just wonderful, but it's got to be quite a surprise to them.
It can be, and I suppose with practice I could alter my voice, and I play with it a little bit for different effects, but I'm comfortable with the way it sounds, and I think also that kind of calls attention to the fact that there are transgender people out there, and people just are going to have to deal with it.
This fight song now.
that was the track Boys Revolution by All the Pretty Horses, taken from their album Creature from 2002. On the liner credits of their 1998 album, you'll see the name Stephen Groundell. But by their next album, that changed to just Venus. More recently, in 2006, Venus released a solo CD called Trashed and Broken Hearted, under the name Venus de Mars, and she also goes by Venus of Mars, and was the subject of a documentary with that same title. From her solo release is Electric Galaxy. Was a little of Electric Galaxy by Venus de Mars, and I've got another old interview clip in my archives, also from before I was doing QMH. It was done by my audiophile co-producer Chris Wilson in 1999 with Stephen Trask. Trask, along with John Cameron Mitchell, created the musical Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Here's Stephen giving a quick synopsis of the show's plot.
Hedwig is a failed nightclub singer who, more than anything, wants to be a rock star. She has been frustrated in her plans to be a rock star all her life. First, giving up her plans of being a rock star after she had a failed sex change operation that left her neither being a man or a woman. Second, she hooked up with a teenage boy who was a lover of hers and a partner, and she taught him how to play music and write songs, and she wrote songs for him and taught him how to sing and taught him how to dress and how to walk on stage, and he left her and went on to become a celebrity singing her songs, and left her singing in dives. And she travels around trying to capitalize on his fame with a band of Eastern European musicians. She tells her story in autobiographical songs and monologues to anyone who is willing to hear it.
To be free, one must give up a little part of oneself.
Sex, sex is fun. birthday as a woman. Already that time of the month. 2 days later, the hole closed up. You know, the wound healed and I was left with a one-inch mound of flesh. Oh, where my penis used to be, where my vagina never was, it was a one-inch mound of flesh with a scar running down it like a sideways grimace on an eyeless face. It was just a little buzz.
Following the song Angry Inch from the Hedwig soundtrack was Lisa Jackson and Girl Friday and Is She a Girl? That's from their 2006 CD, and I promised in part one that I would revisit the band so we could hear her talk about the song Fabulously Done.
Fabulously Done. That was a song that I wrote after we had been doing a lot of covers, as kind of when we first got started, it was kind of as a cover band that we were doing things, and we were getting bored, and I knew I needed to start doing original material. And literally that song was written in about 5 minutes for the most part. And it sounded quite different when we went to rehearsal. Our keyboard player, Eddie Kosiemba, started doing a very Cars kind of riff and feel to the song, and that's how it all came about.
In the gold, I'm dressing velvet gold mine. I'ma let you know I blow mines and toe lines. Oh, you ain't heard of catass. I'm about to murder your ass. A word to the class, a word to the wise. Like my girl, now you got a little bird that flies. Absurd to the guys, but ladies love me. Shady love me, maybe Chevy. See what's next, sweating all sexy. Don't you know it's back? Keep up, keep track. Not new, in fact, you should already know. Maybe it's
not a big deal.
Oh, you ain't heard of me. Well, I'm kind of a big deal. Bring some of my bird to me, cause I'm kind of a big deal. Think that's absurd, but see, I'm kind of a big deal. Say that shit bird of me, cause I'm kind of a big deal. Oh, you ain't heard of me. Well, I'm kind of a big deal. Bring some of my bird to me, cause I'm kind of a big deal. Think that's absurd, but see, I'm kind of a big deal. Say that shit bird of me. Shit down. Did you book my massage? Got stalkers making, sending me a collage. Fans write a homage, drinking virgin pina coladas. I like life a lot when the weather is hot. I'm wearing golden toe socks, making money on stocks. Got people on the blocks calling out my name, and you just a lame. And if it's just the same, I'll adjust the frame. You couldn't bust my game if you were a trusted name and had no one to blame. Cause
I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, you ain't heard of me. Well, I'm kind of a big deal. Bring some of my bird to me, cause I'm kind of a big deal. Think that's absurd, but see, I'm kind of a big deal. Say that shit bird of me, cause I'm kind of a big deal. Oh, you ain't heard of me. Well, I'm kind of a big deal. Bring some of my bird to me, cause I'm kind of a big deal. Think that's absurd, but see, I'm kind of a big deal. Say that shit bird of me.
I want to ask one quick question. session. Just a quick second.
I got the press always calling. My agent's fucking stalling. And I can't even go shopping at the local mall. And I may be small, but I definitely know how to big ball. Never free ball. Got people to catch me. You won't forget me. Even if you don't know me, I'm about to show these disbelievers. I'm just like Jesus, a bit like Bieber. Hot and insane, over eager and tame. If I'm Mike Seaver, you just got growing pains. I'm blowing flames and holding games. I'm blowing fame's about to attain. And implant in your brain, cause now I'm a household name.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, you ain't heard of me? Well,
I'm kind of a big deal.
Bring some of my bird to me, cause
I'm kind of a big deal.
Think that's absurd, but see,
I'm kind of a big deal.
See that shit furtively, cause
I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, you ain't heard of me? Well,
I'm kind of a big deal.
Bring some of my bird to me, cause
I'm kind of a big deal.
Think that's absurd, but see,
I'm kind of a big deal.
See that shit furtively.
And that was Catastrophe, a trans San Francisco rapper, and his song Big Deal. That will be on his third full-length album to be released in the fall. I've got a couple of new artists for you, Red Durkin and Alex Davis, and they both can be found on MySpace. Red is from Indiana, and I'm sharing with you a very short track called Straight to Hell. And then you'll hear Alex Davis from Los Angeles and If Only You Were a Boy. I want to mention that Red Durkin and a number of the other artists I'm featuring can be found on the site trannyroadshow.com. So that's a good source for learning about new trans artists. And another artist I only heard of recently is Our Lady J. From the YouTube videos I've seen, this is an amazing artist. Especially of interest is an audience favorite she does called Pink Prada Purse. And I wish there were a studio recording of that one, because it's wonderful. But another great track is available on her new EP. She gets help from her own gospel choir, and it's called A Picture of a Man.
You take a picture of a man. And you tell me this is what healthy looks like. Once a day will soothe my going. Once a day will make it all right. You take a picture of a man, and you tell me this is what I look like. Forget about my worries. Forget what this feels like. But it is here among the dead that I find life, and it is here in the ashes that I find where I am going, and it is here, and it is simple, and it is old, and it is right. It is here that I find this is what living feels like. Take a picture of a man, and you burden him with false pretensions. You need him to boost your economy. You need him to fire your artilleries. You take this picture of a man.
want to be merry. Keeps me from running, keeps me from living alive. Don't you know I try to stay honest? Every day I try to die. Why? Why do you pretend that perfection is something that we can attain? You'll never be easy to think there's always something to gain. Which I'm your fancy chicken off this mini. It is here in the ashes that I find where I am going.
Oh, I would love, love to see her live. That was Our Lady J. Up next are a couple tracks you might call prior career songs. They are songs from artists before they identified as trans. Maren Cadell is a Canadian F2M, and before he transitioned and retired from the music business in the late 90s, he had several acclaimed albums and a top 40 hit in Canada with a song from the 1992 album Angel Food for Thought. And there's a very fun video for this song called The Sweater.
Girls, I know you will understand this and feel the intrinsic, incredible emotion. You have just pulled over your head the worn, warm sweater belonging to a boy. Now, you haven't had a passionate kissing session or anything, but you got to go on a camping trip with him and eight other people from school. And you practically slept together, your sleeping bag right next to his. And you woke in the night to watch him as he slept, but you couldn't see anything because it was dark, so you just lay there and listened to his breathing and wondered if your heart might burst. The sweater has that slightly goat-like smell which all teenage boys possess. And that smell will lovingly transfer to all your other clothes. If you get to keep it for a few days, you can sleep with it, but don't let your mom see because she'll say, what is that filthy thing, and who does it belong besides the trash man? So you have to keep it under the covers with you. You can kind of lie it beside you, or wrap it around your waist, or touch it on your legs, or whatever, but that's your business. Now, if the sweater has, like, reindeer on it, or is a funny color like yellow, I'm sorry, you can't get away with a sweater like that. Look for brown, or gray, or blue. Anything other than that, and you know you're dealing with someone who's different. And different is not what you're looking for. You're looking for those teenage alpine ski chiseled features and that sort of blank look which passes for deep thought or at least the notion that someone's home. You're looking for the boy of your dreams who is the same boy in the dreams of all of your friends. Now the sweater isn't going to fit you, of course. You have to kind of roll up the sleeves in a jaunty way that says this is the sweater belonging to a boy and the boy is a genuine hunk, a hunk of burning love, and this is not just some hand-me-down from your brother or your father. Monday, wear the sweater to school. Be calm, look cute. Don't tell the dream you had about the place the two of you would share when you get older. Just be yourself. The best, cutest, quietest version of yourself. Definitely wear lip gloss. He looks at you, and he looks away, and then he walks away, and the smell of the sweater hits you again, suddenly like ape-scent gloriola, and you get a note passed to you by a girl in history that says he needs his sweater back, he forgot that you put it on in a tent on Saturday, and he's been looking for it. And you don't have to die of humiliation, you know. You are a strong person, and this is a learning experience. You can still hold your head up high as you run from the classroom, tearing the stinking sweater from your body. You look at that sweater, carefully, and you realize that love made you temporarily blind. You got a secret now, honey, and though you would never sink as low as him, you could blab it all over the school if you wanted. The label in that sweater said 100% acrylic.
The band Ceremony released their only album called Hang Out Your Poetry in 1993, and the song Could Have Been Love was the single release from it. Sharing lead vocals on the album was Chastity Bono, and that was a couple years before she came out publicly as a lesbian, and just this year she came out as transgendered, and now goes by Chaz Bono. She's been a high-profile activist since the mid-90s, so I hope she can do further good with her new role. Or I guess his new role. Sometimes picking the correct pronouns is hard. I'm closing this segment with an artist I interviewed for my August 2007 show. Jennifer Lydum is an acclaimed jazz musician. Here's how I introduced her on that show. Since 1979, this artist has performed with a who's who of the jazz world, from Woody Herman, George Shearing, Doc Severinsen, Peggy Lee, Cleo Lane, and on and on. You've got to be pretty talented to work that long in those circles. Her very public transition was difficult enough without also facing the unknown reception she would get in the less-than-liberal jazz world. That hasn't slowed her down, though, as she's just released her sixth album. Well, now she has her seventh album, called Left Coast Story, which is perhaps a little ironic because she just moved to New York City after many years in Los Angeles. I'm going to play for you a little of the opening track, Something's Coming, from West Side Story, and then I'll tell you about the closing track. Thank you. the sound that Jennifer's longtime fans have come to appreciate, but her new album offers some departures, which I think are very interesting. She writes in the liner notes, "The last tune, Ghost, written by Emily Sellers of the Indigo Girls, was my own request. It may not be of the jazz vernacular, but it is a beautiful song with deep meaning for me. I hope our jazz world fans will listen with open minds." Well, I think the song is gorgeous. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage, thanking you for joining me on my latest 2-month, 6-part journey to showcase the music of transgendered artists. Here's Jennifer Lightham and Ghost.
The last truce we ever came to in our adolescent war. And I start to feel the fever from the warm air through the screen. You come irregular like seasons, shadowing my dream. And the Mississippi's mighty. It starts in Minnesota, at a place where you can walk across with 5 steps down. And I guess that's how you started, like a pinprick to my heart. But at this point you rush right through me and I start to drown. And there's not enough room in this world for my pain. The signals cross and love gets lost and time pass makes it plain. Of all my demon spirits, I need you the most. I'm in love with your ghost. I'm in love with your ghost. I'm in love with your ghost. A dark and dangerous like a secret that gets whispered in a hush. Things I dreamt about you last night make me blush. When you kiss me like a lover, then you sting me like a viper. I go follow to the river, play your memory like the piper. And I feel it like a sickness, how this love is killing me. But I'd walk into the fingers of your fire willingly. Dance the edge of sanity. Bring your heart back to my island as the sand beneath me slips. I burn up in your presence, and I know now how it feels to
be weakened like Achilles, with you always at my heels and my feet.